You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis met on Monday with the Greek Orthodox Patriarch of Jerusalem, Theophilus III, calling for an end to violence and discrimination against people of different faiths in the Holy Land. The Orthodox leader is visiting Rome from October the 22nd to 25th, meeting with top Vatican officials. During the audience, Pope Francis recalled his own journey to Jerusalem in 2014 and expressed his pleasure at the recent restoration of Jesus' tomb in the Basilica of the Holy Sepulchre, a project that saw close cooperation between the Orthodox, the Armenians, and the Franciscan custody of the Holy Land. The Pope conveyed his closeness to all those suffering from the ongoing conflict between Israelis and Palestinians, noting that the lack of understanding continues to create insecurity, the restriction of fundamental rights, and the flight of many people from their land. He called for increased efforts to achieve peace based on justice and the recognition of the rights of all people. The status quo of Jerusalem must be defended and preserved, the Pope insisted, while violence, discrimination, and intolerance against Jewish, Christian, or Muslim places of worship must be firmly rejected. Pope Francis also sent greetings to members of the different Christian communities in the region, saying he hoped they may continue to be recognized as citizens and believers who contribute to the common good. This contribution will be all the more effective, he stressed, to the extent that there is harmony between the different churches. In particular, the Pope called for increased cooperation in supporting Christian families and young people so that they are not forced to leave the country. While we cannot change the past or overlook the grave failures of charity over the centuries, he said, Christians must look to a future of reconciliation and communion in order to fulfill the Lord's prayer that they may all be one. I'm Philippa Hitchin.